As you make your way into the unassuming space towards the only piece of furniture in the room, you can't help but note the scarcity of much else. The walls are done in a simple, deep royal purple wallpaper, which gives the space a subtle texture. Deep cherry wood crown molding confine the seemingly limitless space into something more comprehensible. The floor is wood of the same warm shade, polished and cleaned and unblemished. The chair isn't elegant, nor is it plain. It sits there, a simple yet crisp gray fabric stretched over the plain hardwood of its frame. The arms and legs simply carved with swirling lines that nearly give the impression of roots or in leaves, or perhaps veins and arteries. The seat is inviting, and you sit down, anticipating the arrival of Lady Lust.
Hey there, stranger. You look nervous. You shouldn't be. Madame always brings the clients this way. To me. How's the chair? Is it comfortable? Excellent. Now, what is it this time? Love. Does it feel nice when I caress your shoulders like this? You know you can give yourself a little touch if you like. After all, your pleasure is the only thing I want to encourage. Oh, which reminds me back to my question. So what was it? Let me guess. Long day at work, perhaps? Constant demands for your time and attention from family? Lack of food, lack of sleep? Or is it just plain people? Oh, I get that completely. Well, no worries, honey. We're going to forget all about that right now. And you are just going to sit here and relax. In fact, I demand it. So, are you excited to be here? Such a house we have, where every desire has its home. Our ladies are the best. I've not a single doubt. Speaking of ladies, I wonder which is it that you've come to visit? Is it our resident princess, Miss Pride? Oof, darling, she is rather the little wildfire. It will take quite the man to tame her. That stubborn brat will not go willingly. That's for sure. But, ooh, what a lovely prize she'd make. Her cheeks red with blush. Her chin ever so upturned with defiance. The flashing, prideful heat in her eyes. I bet you could get her to submit. Or are you not looking to conquer this day? Are you feeling perhaps a little lazier? Now, don't misunderstand me, handsome. I said lazier. Not any less hungry. But maybe sloth is more your speed this fine evening. All that sexual energy and prowess just stretched into a casual, slow, but rousing payoff. Some even say she seems almost uninterested at times, but I assure you that's never the case. Our lazy little bedbum is just a simple girl. She knows why you are there, knows what you want. She's totally DTF herself. But she isn't into all that bells and whistles, that one. She is about the easy road, and I mean, come on. What man doesn't like a gamer girl? Am I right? Oh? That's totally her thing. A lazy, sloppy sex romp between some gaming and pizza. Even I have to admit, that sounds heavenly. How about something a little rougher? Is that what you want, you naughty boy? Some ball-breaking, hardcore sort of lady to put you in your place. We have just the girl for that, and her name is Wrath. Whew, the carnal electricity that sparks from her every word and touch. Ooh, it's enough to give anyone in her direct vicinity pause. But she's no plaything, oh no. And her fuse is so short. Best to do as she says and remember to thank her for it. Quite the man-eater. It's hard to really put into words. I know the men that slink into her lair get quite the tongue-lashing and rough-loving, but damned if they don't walk out with the most attractive, shameful grins. Ooh, no, it couldn't be. You aren't here for our eager Mademoiselle Gluttony. Are you? Such a girl. A bottomless well of need. Isn't that just what we need sometimes? To be drained of everything we have to give. And then some? Well, she is definitely the girl for that. I've heard men leave whispering to themselves, just wishing if they had one more to give. In any event, whatever you have to give, she'll take it all. And I do mean all. And it will get messy, sweetheart. Speaking of need, I nearly forgot about sweet envy. We absolutely cannot forget about her, can we? She would be terribly heartbroken. You know her, always desperate for attention. God, the longing that consumes her. Her compulsion to worship, to be needed, to wrap herself around you completely. Nobody begs quite like her. It gives me the white fire-like chills just thinking about it. Whew. And oh, how she will beg for it. For every little allowance you will give her. So delicious. Her wanton cries of ecstasy. That jealous little beast will get under your skin in the best possible way. Oh, but she's not to be confused with greed. Although one could say that the two could practically be sisters. However, where envy needs you and will beg for it ever so sweetly, greed. Well, she will demand it, and selfishly so. If you aren't vigilant, she'll leave you out to dry once she's had her fill. That said, she can go and go and go. That hunger, her voracity. Such a sexy thing to play witness to, which I'm not too proud to say I have a time or two. I don't want to discourage you any, but her desires dominate her, and she often needs to be pushed to her limits, stretched thin and filled to overflowing, if you get my drift, stud. But I've no doubt whomever you pick, it's going to be one hell of a ride, darling. I know, without a doubt, you've come to the right place, and all your desires are going to be sated. The question is, are you ready to choose? Could you limit yourself to just one of our girls? Temptation is a dangerous thing, mister. I'm not sure how one could either, but I can see the cogs turning. I can see that you have some ideas, at the very least. So we better get you on your way. I ever so enjoyed your company, handsome. Don't be afraid to visit me again. I know, after the first time, some might consider me old news, but I swear I'm not. Some say that after lust gets her hands on you, you just can't stop. Now have fun!